One of the makas that's mentioned in this week's parasha, Parashas Bo, is the makah of Choshech. The pasuk says, "Laroi shasachim v'lo komlish mitachtav shloshes yamim," that no one saw the other. He couldn't stand up for 3 days. We know what Choshech is. Darkness, you can't see in darkness. Why does the Torah have to stress this idea, "Shelaroi shasachim," that people couldn't see the other? Chidush Arim suggests that maybe the Torah is hinting to the fact that the worst choshech possible is when a person can't see his friend, when he can't see his brother, when he doesn't want to see his brother. The pasuk says, "Toshas choshech v'hiloylo." The Gemara Bava Metzian Pei Gimel says that "Zeh olam hazeh shadam al choshech," that the pasuk "Toshas choshech" is talking about olam hazeh, is talking about this world. That's Doma L'choshech, that's like a darkness. What does that mean, that Olam HaZeh is Doma L'choshech? Mesil Susharim explains that the chomrius, the physicality of this world, prevents people from seeing clearly. It clouds a person's vision. It makes it harder to distinguish between right and wrong. But perhaps we can suggest as well that the chomrius of this world, the physicality of Olam HaZeh, prevents a person from seeing other people. People are so focused on themselves because the physicality of this world gives us a sense of darkness. People are focused on their own needs, their own interests, their own desires, their own agenda. They're not able to see others the way that they're supposed to. The pasuk says in Mishlei, "L'taiva yavakesh nifrad." Rabbi Yona explains in Shari Tshuva that what the pasuk is telling us is that when a person goes after his taivas, someone who's drawn to his physical drives and desires, he's nifrad mikol och v'chover. He's separated, he's distanced from even a brother, kol och, any brother, any chover, any friend. He's distanced from other people. The pursuit of taivas creates a richud, it creates a distance between people. Even people who are very close, relatives and friends, because everyone has different taivas. So when a person pursues his taiva, he's focused on himself, he's not focused on other people, he doesn't see other people in the same way. For Klal Yisrael to be zochet to Geulas Mitzrayim, they had to learn the lesson of Choshech. Not to be blinded by the darkness of the physical world, but to connect with others. To be sensitive to the needs of their fellow Jews, of their brothers. We know the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Tzeisi, the Yitzalti, the Ga'alti, the tachlis was the Lakachti Eschem Lila'am, that Klal Yisrael should receive the Torah and they should become the Am Hashem. To be the Am HaNivchar, Klal Yisrael had to become Bonim Lamokom. They had to become HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. And to be Bonim Lamokom, they had to be Ochez B'midosov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to act like Hashem. To be the ben of the Av, they have to act like the Av. Lo leches b'chol derocha, what does that mean? Rashi in Parshas Ekev says, Mahu racham avato racham. Mahu gomol chasod and avato gomol chasod. The prerequisite for Yitzias Mitzrayim was that Klal Yisrael should learn to be nosei ba'olim chavero. They should learn to be roe isha sachiv. Because only when it was nikar, through their actions, the way they dealt with others, when it was nicker that they were bonim lamakom, then they proved themselves worthy of Gula. The goal was v'livnei Yisrael hayor b'moshrosa, not the choshech of laro ishesachir, but v'livnei Yisrael hayor b'moshrosa. Kin emitzah the Torah, or Torah is an or, it illuminates and it guides us. Not only in mitzvos ben adam lamakom, but in mitzvos ben adam lachaveira as well. The Torah teaches us how to interact with other people, how to be sensitive to the needs of other people. And that's what Klal Yisrael needed. They had to learn the lesson of Choshech in order to be zochet to their Gula. The story is told of a father who lived in a village with his 2 sons. They were very poor. And after a while, one of the sons decided that he's going to move to the city to try to make a living. Maybe he'll start a business, he'll be able to make ends meet. But Kachava, he moved to the city, and Yitaka was able to start a business, and he became very wealthy. After a while, father and the other son, they were still living in the village, it was very difficult for them. They were very poor. So the father turned to the son and said, maybe you'll visit your brother in the city and ask him, maybe he'll be able to help us to make it easier for us. So the brother took the trip into the city, and he knocked on his other brother, on the wealthy brother's door, and the servant answered. And the poor son said to the servant, could you tell the Balabas that his brother is here to see him? The servant went, told the wealthy brother, and the brother told the servant, don't let him in. He refused to see him. He said, send him away. I don't have him. A little while later, the father took ill. He was on his deathbed. The wealthy brother heard about it, and he came to visit his father. But when he came in, the father gave him a confused look. He said, who are you? So the wealthy brother said, father, you don't recognize me? The father turned to his son, and he said, if you don't have a brother, then I can't be your father. That was the lesson that Klal Yisrael had to learn before they left Mitzrayim. To be roe ish esachiv, to see their brothers, to be sensitive to the needs of their brothers. Only after it was v'livnei Yisrael haya'or b'moshvosam, when there was a light, when they were able to see each other, then they were worthy to be called banim lamakom, and they were able to be zocher to the geula of Israel. It's been one full year since the darkness of COVID has descended upon us. COVID has placed a wedge between people. We live alone in the dormitory. We can't sit together in the cafeteria. We can't talk to each other without masks. There's a sense of distance that we feel from each other. COVID has certainly separated us, but I think it's also made us appreciate so much more that we need each other. It's made us appreciate how much we long to connect with each other, to see each other, to interact with each other, to be roe ish esachiv. Baruch Hashem, the vaccine is here, and we hope, b'siyata d'shmaya, that soon we'll be able to take off the masks. But let's never forget the lesson of COVID. Let's always be nosi ba'olam chaver, let's always be sensitive to each other's needs. Let's always remember to be roe ish esachiv. Because if we learn that lesson, and hopefully just as Klal Yisrael was zochet to Geulas Mitzrayim, we too will be zochet to see our own Yeshuos v'Nachamos, and hopefully we'll be zochet to see the ultimate Geula and the Binyan Bayis Shlishi in Heir of the Amen. Good Shabbos.